Okay, that's the sound of our engine. It took us a while to start it. If you don't know diesels, and we don't, well, we're getting used to it anyway.
Listen to it in here.
Yeah. What do you think, cutie?
It's pretty loud.
So, we managed to take about a good 5 to 7 minutes to turn the engine over for the first time. I can't tell whether or not that's a good sign or not. But we got it going. And now it sounds like it's running really well. I'm going to idle it down a little bit.
That's also true.
Yeah, that's what a flat six tractor engine sounds like. Okay, so now I'm in the pilot house. And I'm just going to back off a little bit. It likes to ride at 1600 RPM, apparently. That's its sweet spot. So I'm just going to back it down. There we go. All right. All right, so that's backed all the way off now, Jillian.
Yep, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's running at about 900. I'm going to take... It seems to be happier to run 1,000. A little less vibration. And we're going to run it like this for about 15 minutes or so. Something like that. That's what the former owners asked us to do. Every time we come up here, you want to run it for about, 15 or 20 minutes. Hasn't run for a while, so we'll probably leave it for 20. Woo!
That was scary.
That was exciting.
That was scary.
It's all good. We're getting used to it.
Standing on a giant tractor motor.
It's true, right?
It's vibrating through our feet.
Do we dare put it in gear?
Take her out for a spin.
Yeah, let's just take her out for a spin. I think we've had enough excitement for today.
Let me just hang this picture instead.
Yeah. All right, we'll check back with you later. Yeah, they get to have that tailwind. Mm-hmm. So, okay. We're in the back of the boat. It seemed like a quiet time to have a check-in. We've had a day. What did we do today?
Not much.
We sat on top of the boat.
Yep. We sat on top and we read books and had lunch. And we just watched the seafaring world go by. It's quite active in our bay here. It's a big bay. And it has all sorts of activity going on. There was kayakers, paddle boards, sailboats, lots of small motorboats being launched.
A tugboat.
And a tugboat. And people out and doing all sorts of things today.
Yeah, it's Easter Sunday when we're recording this. And I guess, it was really nice to be up here, eh? And just relax.
Well, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, one of the things I'm trying to do as like a, as a personal project is to not work too hard every time we come up here. So Jillian has had to...
To rein them in.
Rein me in a little bit. So I'm basically giving myself one little job to do if we come up here. Like today was kind of repairing the dinghy, which is pretty sad sack dinghy that we inherited. It's just old and kind of sunbeaten. But I'm repairing it anyway. But so this is, I don't know, when I was thinking about this today, this is partly why I wanted to record this. Remember we had like our first... feeling of like, we're on the boat.
Yeah, last week.
That was last weekend, wasn't it?
Sitting up on the top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that hit me finally that we have the boat.
Yeah.
Which was really nice. And then we started the engine today. Talk about that a little bit. You started the engine.
Yeah, I started the engine today and it turned over really well.
Yeah.
Second try.
Second try. We've got this sort of magic technique from the former owners.
Yeah, we're figuring it out slowly. I mean, it's a beast.
Oh, and also talk a little bit about the beauty of hot water.
I was going to talk about that. Today was the first day we turned on the water heater switch, and lo and behold.
Totally worked.
hot water.
Like hot, piping hot,
like
not just lukewarm.
Hot water to have a shower.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's my dream come true.
You've been waiting how many years?
I've been waiting years to have a shower in a boat.
Who knew? I mean, I knew. I was going to say, who knew? I knew exactly that your mission in life is to just have an area where you can have a hot shower no matter where you go.
I always said the next boat we have, Kim, has to have a shower.
And would you say this qualifies then?
It does, of course. It has a shower.
And it's hot.
And it's hot.
And so the hot shower, the cool thing about the water tank is that it can run off of an electric coil, off of shore power, I think.
Yeah.
Or it can run off the heat of the engine.
Off the heat of the engine, yeah.
And so if you've been motoring along for the day,
it heats up the water.
Yeah, and then you can have a warm shower,
That's
hot
right.
shower. He didn't say how hot that was, but I would imagine it's not as hot as like
the water,
the heating
heater?
Element. But maybe it is.
I have no idea.
I mean, that water gets pretty hot anyway.
I don't know if you can hear the water right now.
Oh, yeah.
The wind has changed and the ocean's water has changed. It's really chippy out there.
Yeah, it's almost like whitecaps, eh?
Yeah.
But we're protected in the...
It's blowing us onto the dock.
Yeah, the stern kind of seating area has kind of a canvas cover around the whole thing. And it's very, you know...
It's very cozy.
Cozy and dry back here. And
this is actually quite nice. So we're sitting out in the back of the stern of the boat. And it's got a lovely, like, cushion settee type of thing.
Yeah.
But it's fully enclosed if you want. The bimini comes all the way down. And it's just a... We wanted to feel what it would... feel like sitting back here on a cold day. This is where you'd probably sit on a cold day with the sides down, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They have big windows so you could see out. And right now it's pretty pleasant because it's very windy outside.
Yeah, it's doing an amazing job. Kudos to Carla for sewing this together.
And it's pretty worse for wear, but it's pretty worn out.
Yeah, clean it and repair it.
Yeah, it's got lots of little rips and holes.
I think that describes us pretty well.
Yeah.
Especially after the last month.
Yeah. Really? What was wrong in the last month?
Well, just everything with your dad. And stuff.
Oh, I see, yeah. I guess we have to fill you in. Yes, my dad passed away 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what Kim was talking about.
Yeah, and if you know Jillian on Facebook, then you know that.
You know
happened.
That happened.
So we won't need to talk about it. But it was really lovely to be up here today and listen. Oh, the other thing too, it's got an a cassette stereo.
It has a cassette stereo.
What was the first cassette we played? It was
Patsy Cline.
Of course.
So that actually has to do with my dad. We were at my mom's house and my mom said, "Oh, do you want these cassettes? Because you must have a cassette player." And we're like, Yeah, right. We don't even have a CD player.
No.
So, but we were looking through my dad's old cassettes, and I was like, yes, we must take these because the boat has
a cassette player.
And an awesome stereo system, actually. It has speakers everywhere. And so, it's got some amazing old music.
Yeah, like... Yeah, and
old,
that Patsy Cline was a
country
songs.
Western to red wine.
You were listening to UB40 today.
I was listening to
eating it was, snacks.
It was
in the
my
back.
Dad's.
Yeah.
So last week when we were up, we were pretty much alone out here. So we kind of cranked on the Patsy Cline and went onto the upper deck.
It was
sounds
very nice
fancier
moment.
Than it is.
Yeah.
Went on to the upper deck.
The upper deck.
Yeah.
The upper lounge, which is really a couple
climbing
of camel arms.
Climbing onto the roof.
Yes, it's the roof of the boat and a couple of fold-out lawn chairs.
Yeah. So we went on to the upper deck and we're listening to Patsy Cline and we had a few tears.
Yeah.
Because that's
your dad used
Patsy
to sing
Cline
that all the time to your
mom. Was pretty important. Yeah.
So we've been, making the best of this kind of weekend getaway, hey?
It's
really turned
great.
Into the thing we wanted. It's far less work for me than Pender so far.
Oh, my God.
So for all the people, again, who are, like, razzing us about,
the
work is... It's like, I guess so, but...
It's nothing compared to
a whole
Island.
Property. So it's... We just wanted to check in and say hi, because we... The last, I think... episode on episode snippets we did were when we were kind of freaked out trying to start the boat
Did we actually make a podcast?
Oh, well, we recorded some things. Yeah, I haven't put it together.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, so I guess we'll put this together as a sort of like intro to the boat podcast and maybe put some pictures up of the boat as well.
Yeah,
give people
for
an
sure.
idea of it.
I don't know. Did we talk about the boat? What it
oh,
is?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
And I'll put a link to the Nauticapedia page for it as well for people, which we have to update. So there's this like Wikipedia for old boats, mm-hmm. and this boat is on it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sitting in the, you know, we're sitting in the very back, and the doors open into the cabin and
the main salon,
and it is so beautiful sitting back here, and you can see right through the boat, right through the pilot house, right down into
the
V-berth,
the sleeping area.
And so it is so beautiful, you know, it's all dark wood, and you know, it has some antique features, it's got some new features,
lots of brass, dark wood.
Yeah, it's just so lovely to sit here and see through the whole thing. And you know, compared to, you know, talking about Pender,
yeah,
you know, we had the old trailer, which was fun.
It was beautiful. I think only 3 or 4 people were murdered in it before we bought it.
It was probably about the third of the size of this boat, smaller. No, I was about 2/3 the size of this boat.
Yeah.
And we made that work. It was fine. But, you know, talking about people always, you know, commenting about how expensive a boat is, it's like Pender was so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had to build a cabin.
Yeah.
And if you build a cabin, you could basically build a house. And it was so much work.
Yeah.
And so much money. This, it was a fraction of the cost, and it has been no work.
Not so far. I mean, there's lots of little jobs
sure.
to do.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's true.
And we have
What are you saying about the trailer?
And we have a way better view.
That's true. The view is much better. Yeah.
Yeah. It is, I think we're both pretty happy with our decision.
So far. I mean, we're joking now, like if this boat, knock on wood, sinks, then of course.
Well, yeah.
But it's been floating since 1952.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think we're probably okay after the inspection.
Yeah.
We got insurance.
Yes.
So that's a thing for people who care about that.
That was a little bit...
That took a while.
It took a while.
We ended up having
insurance.
To get it with somebody who actually specialized in antique boats, which,
yeah.
you know, of course, that's a thing, but we didn't know.
Yeah.
It took us a while to sort that out.
And we got it licensed, and...
That's right, we now have it in our name, which is great.
Next,
And by the way, too, that's so, just so you know, that's in both our names, eh? So for the insurance and the license, I got it in both our names.
Yeah.
But most of the forms only allow you to fill out
one
person,
name.
Except for the insurance of the old boat. They had two names.
Forget
there.
It, man, we're both on there.
Exactly. It's got to be empowered for both of us.
So it's pretty great. We have her docked over at the Couch and Bay Maritime Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the only souls here.
That's right, right now. Because of the lockdown. And I guess my summer coming up is pretty awesome. Like, once I get through these final exams, provided I pass, knock on wood, I'm going to take the summer off. And just basically spend my time goofing off.
And being at the boat.
which means really more goofing off.
Yeah. We implore you to come and visit us.
Come and visit us on the boat when things...
When nobody's infected anymore.
Yeah, if you're not a zombie. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we sign off then?
Sure.
Check in again in a little while?
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening to our weird words.